This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, July 18th. God's word for you today is limitless. Our scripture reading is taken from James chapter 1, verse 6 to 8. And it says, "But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do." God says, "I will give you a name. Do not be double-minded." God can make your name great. God can give you a name personally, or he can give you a name through the people you are associated with. For all of us reading this today, just because you are associated with God's favorite house, God will give you a name. For some of us, it is because of the person you are married to. You are nameless and faceless, but because of the person you are married to, God will make you significant. Ask Ruth. Because of Ruth's connection to Boaz, she came in the lineage of Jesus. Ask Esther. Because of who Esther was married to, Esther became the deliverer of Israel. God can give you a name even through your children. It was because of David that the family of Jesse did not pay taxes. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 25. Please read. Why? David had already made their name great. And the sweetest expression of this is when it goes from generation to generation. When your name is great, and because of the greatness of your name, the names of your children become great. And guess what? Their children's names become great also. God of Abraham, he became the God of Isaac, and he became the God of Israel, the God of Jacob. The truth is, when it goes from generation to generation, that is God's desire. When there is continuity in the greatness, that is God's heart's desire. I will give you a name means four things. There may be more, but we will look at four. The first is, I will give you a name means equals, I will make your name great. Like I said a few days ago, when the children said to me, "I will give you a name," I said in my heart, maybe God will give me a new name. If God says, "I want to change your name," no matter how much you love your name, you embrace what God has for you. Let's say your name is Blessings, for example. God says, "I want to change your name to Favor." You better allow him to change it because he is God. You do not say, "I love the name Blessing so much. I do not want the name Favor." So I was open to God. I said, maybe God wants to change the name of the church. And the Lord said to me, "No, I want to make your name great. I will give you a name." What I mean is that I want to make your name, that name, Femi Monei, great. I want to make your name, put your name there, great. I want to make your name as a people, great. I want to make your name great. And I said, "Amen. So be it, O God of heaven." So, I will give you a name means I will make your name great. Your name will be resounding. Genesis chapter 12 verse 2 says, "And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great." Let us pray. Father, be it unto me according to your word. Make my name great. Make me a great nation. Make the names of my children great, and be our God. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.